during the regime of the Gracchi, when the Gracchi were trying to put their land reforms through, perhaps something like 75,000 people received land allocations from the Roman state. That gives us some idea of the scale of social problems. Quite a large number of sort of indigent people, or if not indigent, then marginal people, to whom the Gracchi were trying to give land. The Gracchi idealistically said, we're just trying to give these people the wherewithal to be good, functioning members of society. Again, the Gracchi's opponent said, ah, you're buying support. Probably a little truth in both positions. But in any case, after the death of the Gracchi, after the death of the two brothers, a lot of the senatorials began trying to take this land back. Now, this put the Roman people in a very, very difficult position. Society was increasingly becoming factionalized into two groups. Now, writers at the time used the words optimates, optimates, the best people, that's what they called themselves, of course, and populares, the popular element. Now, from the standpoint of the optimates, of course, the populares were the rabble. From the standpoint of the populares, of course, the optimates were oppressive and dictatorial and so on. Society was really becoming fractured in some very, very ugly ways. Now, amidst these political crises, Roman armies, under traditional senatorial leadership, were faring badly in several places. They'd had very serious problems in Spain for a number of years. But at the moment, the crises were actually in North Africa. Remember, they had conquered the area of Carthage as a result of the Punic Wars, and had not originally, or excuse me, had not initially started expanding their conquests in North Africa. This began to wait until the last decades of the 2nd century BC. And Roman armies were doing very badly over here. Now, armies had been a way for people to rise very high in the estimation of their fellow citizens, but the army could also be a place for a person to sink in the estimation of his fellow citizens if he conducted himself poorly. In 107 BC, a man by the name of Marius, he was born in 157 BC, died in 86 BC, a new man, a novus homo. Now, what a new man was in Roman politics is a man without a history of family participation in political office at Rome. So the Romans had a category for the new man, somebody whose family had not held high office previously. Again, I've emphasized before, the relatively small number of families who had held office in Rome over a very long period of time. Well, in 107, Marius was elected consul, and he decided to take over the Numidian campaign, and he quickly had great success, great military success. Now, as it happens, Marius was a fine soldier. It also appears, contrary perhaps to all expectations, that he was an honest man. He really did seem to have a great problem with the fact that Rome had not been having success in the campaigns in North Africa, that there had been a lot of dishonesty, and he really wanted to clean up the situation. He also, in some important respects, began the professionalization of the Roman army. Now, before this time, in principle, every Roman citizen, that means every adult male Roman citizen, could be called to serve in the army under any circumstances that might demand his service. With Marius, we begin to shift to a situation where men go and enlist in the army, where you choose the army as a career, or at any rate, as something that you will do for a period of years. Now, this professionalizing of the Roman army, and then the very close connection between soldiers and their leaders, introduced a new shift in Roman politics. You'll remember we talked before about the fact that going all the way back to the Pyrrhic Wars, to the Punic Wars, veterans, military veterans, had begun to be a pressure group in Roman politics. Now the Roman army itself becomes a pressure group in Roman politics. This again was something new. We can see a linkage with the veterans having become a pressure group, but nevertheless, there is something new here. Now the senatorials were furious with Marius. They were furious with him for a whole lot of reasons. They were furious because he was successful where members of their group had not been successful. They were furious because in taking his first steps in the direction of professionalizing the Roman military, they regarded him as simply having built himself a great patronage machine. Is that what Marius had in mind? Probably not, or at least it would be unfair to say that that's the first thing he had in mind. He cannot have been unaware of this issue. In Roman politics, you were never unaware of finding support. Then Marius held the consulship several years in a row. Now, this was not strictly illegal, but it was highly unusual. in the past, your consul, and you had to wait a period of years till you were consul again.